Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 109 for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The November contract was up $3 at $500 a ton. Canola was higher on Wednesday, propped up by advances in the Chicago Board of Trade soy oil market. Soy oil gained, underpinned by overnight strength in Malaysian palm oil. Cold and wet weather in Western Canada continues to support prices. Traders say canola's technical bias remains to the upside, which added to the gains. The Canadian dollar was mostly unchanged against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Wednesday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, corn was slightly higher, while wheat declined. Soybeans were 4 cents higher to 3 cents weaker on Wednesday, with the November contract at $9.77 a bushel. Front contracts were propped up by strength in the soy oil and soy meal markets. Strong demand continued to underpin front contracts, which is bullish. However, pressure from cash markets added to the losses in deferred contracts. Argentina may be seeding more soybean acres than previously thought, which added to the declines. Corn prices were a quarter of a cent to three-quarters of a cent stronger in early activity, with the December contract at $3.55 a bushel. The corn market was mostly unchanged on Wednesday. The advancing harvest was one source of pressure, and mostly favorable crop conditions added to the declines. A weaker cash market was also bearish for values. However, gains in crude oil underpinned the market and limited losses. For wheat, prices were 1 to 2 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago December contract at $4.19 a bushel. Wheat declined with a lack of fresh news amid a bearish supply and demand situation. However, winter wheat seeding may be stalled due to adverse weather in some areas, which limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.